History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's V96. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings. Carla had a first date over the weekend, and we need to talk about it. And apparently she needs your help determining if she should go on a second date. But first, we got to know the details of this first date, which it sounds like it was a little crunchy.
It was a little bit of a chaotic date, and I want you to go into this with an open mind, because I went into it with an open mind, you know?
It sounds like we're about to hear something weird. 877-591-9696. We're going to need a Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia Majority. If you want to jump on the phone now and while we listen to this story.
And let it be known that I want there to be a second date, because I believe people deserve second chances.
Oh, no.
So I went on a date with this guy. We went to the Chicago Fire game, and it was so fun. Like, the conversation was flowing. I really liked the way that he put words together. I was like, oh, this guy can have a conversation. He was asking questions. I was asking questions. Everything was going great. And then because it was going so great, he was like, hey, do you want to go get drinks after the game? And I said, you know what? I sure do.
All right. This is good.
Yeah. I was like, we're moving to a second location.
All right. Yeah. Leveling up.
Because he was like, I'm going to start drinking. I should probably leave my car at my place. We'll hop in an Uber and we'll go to the bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, amazing. We hop in the Uber. And he starts a bit with me and the Uber about how we're divorced or in the process of getting divorced.
Oh, okay.
And
to make the Uber driver feel something?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, this is a fun game that we're playing. Sure. So he's like, are you going to sign the divorce papers? And I'm over here like, you've got to give me more time. And it's funny. I'm like, this is funny.
Yeah.
We get to the bar.
Yeah.
And he starts a new bit with the bartender.
Okay. So this guy's got a bag of tricks.
That we've been on and off for 3 years.
Oh.
And I'm just like, okay, this is a thing you like to do. I don't know if I'm super into it, but sure. And then he's done with a bit, and then we start talking, and I start finding out about his previous relationships.
Yeah.
And he lets me know that he dated 3 strippers in a row.
Okay.
Mind you, I was like, 3 strippers in a row? Okay. And nothing wrong with my dancing girlies.
Right.
It was just, I was like, oh, this is, you enjoy that lifestyle of being
sure,
out
yeah.
at night. And I'm not so much in that lifestyle yeah. right now in my life. And then his phone keeps buzzing. Bzz, bzz, bzz. And I'm like, bro, do you need to answer that? After the fourth call,
yeah,
he flips it over and I see a beautiful girl. It's a contact picture. And he goes, oh, it's my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
I go, huh, your ex-girlfriend's calling you right now a lot?
Yeah, so this is Carla's first date over the weekend.
And
so his ex is calling him.
His ex is calling him and he goes to text her to let her know, like, hey, please stop calling me. And the last text that she sent him was, answer the damn phone.
Okay, it's an ex.
It's giving entitlement. It's giving they're currently dating. It's
yeah.
giving where are you and why did you turn your location
yeah,
off?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's sketchy.
So I'm telling him, like, hey, you should probably answer that. He's like, no, it's my ex. She's probably drinking right now. I don't know why she keeps calling me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. I don't know if I'm believing him that much, but, you know, benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
So then he was like, we should keep the party going. And I was like, I'm going to the Peso Pluma concert.
Oh, that same night. Okay.
That same night. I was like, my friends are meeting up at a different bar. You can come have more drinks with us. But, like, obviously you can't come to the concert with me.
Right.
He understands. And I said, we do have to stop by my place first because I have to change.
Okay.
Now, I understand that I'm about to let a stranger into my home.
Very much so. Yeah.
Mind okay. you, I'm
trying not to judge.
Right. I'm about 4 tequila shots in, though. So
judgment. Okay.
I'm not really thinking as straight as I should be. I said, you wait in the living room. I'm going to change really quick. It'll be fast. I go change. And he's like talking to me while I'm like in the room, but he's in the living room.
Yeah.
So when I go outside, because I'm like done changing, this man is going through all of my drawers, all of my cabinets.
Looking
opening,
for what, money?
I don't know, but opening every single like door and cabinet.
Why?
I literally said, what are you doing?
And what did he say to that?
And he goes, I'm just exploring.
Exploring every single cabinet in your house on a first date is crazy. Like, literally, not just like, oh, that's crazy. Like, literally crazy, and you should never see this man again.
And I was like, oh.
Wait, so this happens. Did he say, like, I'm looking for drug money or what?
I don't know. He just literally was like, I'm exploring.
You should not be exploring.
I
that's inappropriate.
I give up, and I go, okay. And so then we get in the Uber, and we go to the next location. At the next location, he happens to know people there. And I also know people there.
Okay.
He starts dancing with other girls.
Okay.
And my friends are like, why is he dancing with other girls on your first date? So then I tell him, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I leave.
Okay. And that was the last time you saw him?
That was the last time
I saw
him.
And now you're considering seeing him again?
Well, he did apologize.
Okay.
He said, hey, sorry. Things got a little weird at the end of the night. But I would enjoy a second date because I really liked you. And I don't know. I feel like...
No. His ex is blowing his phone up, upset that he won't answer. There's obviously an issue there. She expects him to answer. He went through all of your stuff on a first date. You should never see this man again.
I would like to say, just to begin, that I don't know. The conversation was so good. And I think that had we not drank, maybe... we really could have hit it off. And plus, he's really good looking. I'm not going to lie to you, Mo.
That should not play a role in this. This man went through all of your cabinets. Don't be stupid.
And he opened, like, all my closets. I was like, what are you looking
for? That is not... Who cares how good looking this guy is? Remember that guy that went viral being in prison because he was viral because he was so attractive?
He looks like that guy.
Okay, that's a problem.
Clavicular?
just because somebody's hot... If this was a mid or ugly guy, you would have called 911.
I would have.
We need a Mogi Carla Mornings Mafia majority. Somebody talk some sense into Carla. Should she go on a second date with this guy? 877-591-9696. The answer is obvious to me, but I guess I could be wrong. So we are looking for a Mogi Carla Mornings Mafia majority at 877-591-9696. Or I'm desperately asking you to talk some sense into Carla. Who went on a wild first date with a guy who looked through every single one of her cabinets and drawers. Weird. Who received a call from multiple calls from his ex. She was blowing his phone up and demanded an answer. Now, Rosie's in Jefferson Park and saying no second date. And why do you say that?
I think because, he's getting multiple calls from someone in his past. I think that maybe in the future, I don't want to just say that, this will ever happen to Carla, but I'm like, could this be, a trend that this is going through? That, he gets spam calls all the time, who is this girl? I think maybe you need to, find,
What do you think the status is with this girl? Do you think it's his, do you think it's actually his ex, or do you think it's his current girlfriend?
I think it's giving girlfriend. Because as a woman, as a girl's girl, I would say, I would never call, my ex. Why would I call my ex so many multiple times?
Yeah.
It's a fun deal, right?
Yeah.
Other
factors in there?
Yeah. I have not called any of my exes.
No, yeah. She knows that she should be able to get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that she usually does get his attention. She's talking in all caps.
Yeah.
Also, I did find it a red flag, too. The fact that, he's dancing with other girls at wherever you guys went. And, I found it weird. If he had more respect for you, he would, all his attention would be towards you when
right?
you guys are on the stage.
Yeah, that part was kind of weird.
Yeah, don't let the fact that he's attractive cloud your judgment in this.
It clouds all my judgments.
Attractive and everything. And I'm the fact that if he knows that he's attractive and he knows that he brings attention to women, I think the respect part is, my biggest thing that was no, I don't think he deserves a second date.
Rosie, you make a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's actively disrespectful. Rosie, thank you so much, and have a great day. Officially, her vote is no, don't do it. Eddie in Ravenswood, part of the Mogi Carla Mornings Mafia. You say?
Absolutely not, Carla. First of all, great start to the Monday here. We get to hear from Diary Girl and talk some sense into Carla.
Yeah, we get to hear from, by the way, good plug, Eddie. 7:30 this morning, we're going to hear from Diary Girl. Somebody at least claiming to be Diary Girl. Anyway, go on.
Right. Well, anyways, Carla, it's giving huge controlling vibes. He went through all your things without permission.
Oh.
I mean, okay, mind you, don't worry about him being attractive. It's summertime shy coming up. We got...
There are other attractive ones.
More coming up for you. Yeah.
There are other attractive ones who won't dig through all of your things.
Where are they at, though?
They'll be out there. Don't worry. They'll be out there. I mean, my goodness gracious. But no, to Moog's point.
Yes.
it's huge controlling vibes here. Like, why are we going to put ourselves through this?
Yeah.
Multiple calls during the fire. You know what? Then in two weeks,
you're going to be on here going, like, men are the worst. Meanwhile, you pick the worst men.
I don't pick them. They find me, bro. I don't know if I have, like, a magnet that says...
It's Hinge.
It's Hinge in general.
And you base it on how hot they are, and you forgive wild red flags based on how hot they are.
Listen, am I forgiving red flags, or am I giving second chances? What if I'm also a walking giant red flag?
You are. As your friend... You are a walking giant red flag, but I'm not their friends. So I don't care. All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Mark it down. June 1st, Carla will say men are the worst. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah. She's going to put a whole TikTok up about how men are the absolute worst thing on the planet.
I am excited for this future 3-week situationship that I'm going to involve myself in voluntarily.
Put yourself through.
In fact, let me text him right now. When is our second date?
We tried, Eddie. We tried.
We did.
There are more drawers where those came from.
Thanks, pal. We'll talk to you a little bit later. It's Smoke and Carla Mornings on B96.
Oh, boy.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Mogan and Carla Mornings, and this is such a sweet, sweet rivalry story. Let's say hello to Bridget. Bridget, what part of Chicago are you from?
I'm in the Carroll Stream area. I grew up in Lombard.
Okay. And you are a lifelong Cubs fan.
I am, since I was born.
And so
it was my family.
It was, what, about 10 years ago that you needed a kidney?
Yeah, in 2017, yeah. My health kind of went down in 2017, and I found out I needed a kidney transplant and had to be put on dialysis.
That must have been so scary, but because you sound so lively and young.
Yeah.
I was 19 at the time, and I wasn't expecting any of that because first it all just started with my eyes kind of like going bad and blurry.
Oh.
So I thought I just needed glasses. And then that didn't get better, and my blood pressure was through the roof. So that affected my eyes.
And
all downhill from there.
And the kidney thing, I think, is pretty crazy because you can't just get a kidney from anybody. It has to be somebody who is a match, right?
Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot to be a match.
And you had gone to a Cubs game way back then. You had a sign. What did the sign say?
It said, "This little cubby needs a kidney." So me and my family thought that up.
Oh.
And did anybody in that stadium say, "Hey, you know what? I've got one for you"?
Well, nobody in that stadium, right?
Well, yeah, no. So the Cubs actually helped me out because they saw my sign. They took a ton of photos of me. They shared it on all their social medias and on the Jumbotron. And then my donor, he saw it being retweeted on Twitter.
Oh, so this kind of went a little bit viral back in 2017.
Yep.
And it turns out that the person who offered up a kidney was not a fellow Cubs fan, but was in fact a Sox fan, right?
Yes.
And so he saw their post and then was like, "Look, I know you're a Cubs fan, but I'm willing to give up one of my kidneys for you."
Yeah, he went through a lot of people reached out, but again, it's tough to be the match for a kidney. You have to be the right blood type amongst a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
And he was one that reached out. So I think maybe about 7 months after holding up the sign, on Thanksgiving, he texted me, "Only a few tests left and I'll meet with doctors."
Wow.
And then I found out his name, and it was all uphill from there.
Once again, we're talking to Bridget, who is the Cubs fan that got a kidney from a Sox fan. She recently got to throw out a first pitch at the Cubs game.
But you know what? So we've had this conversation with people that have gotten transplants before where we asked them, you know, if there was any part of their personality that changed after getting a new kidney or a new any part of the body from another person. And I was really hoping that you would have woken up from that procedure a complete White Sox fan.
Oh, no, never. Never, ever. I'm part White Sox fan because a part of me, the kidney part, is a Sox fan's kidney.
So you're down for the White Sox as long as they're not playing the Cubs?
No.
Not that far.
Wow, not That's even funny. A kidney could persuade you.
So, and well, anyway, so this is such a sweet story. So the Sox fan donates a kidney to you, a Cubs fan. Now, last week, you got to throw out the first pitch at a Cubs game. How exhilarating was that?
That was so exhilarating. Like, I never expected that. My work, it's, I'm a nursing assistant at a hospital, so my fellow nurses nominated me without me knowing, and then I got an email saying I've been nominated to throw the first pitch.
Wow.
And it was crazy. And then we honored my donor.
Yeah, and that's really cool. I wonder, like, can we get in touch with the Sox and can we get him a first pitch over there? Like,
yeah, I mean, feels he did, fair.
He did donate a whole kidney, or would they go like, you know what, you gave a kidney to a Cubs fan.
That would be super cool for him if that could be possible. Yeah.
And are you and him, like, friends?
We try to keep in touch, but both of us have, like, busy jobs.
Sure.
Whether you are able to keep in touch or not, this was still such a kind gesture. And this shows that no matter what rivalry is going on between Wrigley and the South Side, at least we have more in common, like blood types.
Yeah, and you know what?
Not all Sox fans are bad. Like, everybody gets along. It's all
I'm glad you learned that.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty great.
We're all people here in Chicagoland just trying to get by, and I think that's a wonderful thing that he donated that kidney. And you seem like a very sweet person to receive it, and I'm glad that you got to throw out the first pitch, and thank you for sharing this story with us.
Yep, I'm thankful for my kidney donor every day.
Oh, I love it. And how's your eyesight and all that? Did it, you know, it change your life,
everything,
essentially?
Yeah, like with dialysis treatment and getting a kidney transplant, I'm like totally back to normal, lively, energetic, active. So it's great.
That's amazing. Well, cool. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Bridget. And we hope you have an amazing day. And go Cubs.
Thank you. Go Cubs.
B96, Mug and Carla Mornings. Hope you're having a good Monday morning so far. We are nervously excited because Diary Girl is calling us today.
I have little butterflies because I'm just like, it feels like I'm meeting my own version of a celebrity.
I know.
Because I know so much about her.
Well, so this is very interesting. So we've been reading somebody's diary on the show every morning at 7:30 for the last couple of months in hopes to find the person who we have reason to believe is in Chicago, and we got hit up and this person is claiming it's theirs and is going to talk to us today. So we'll have a diary entry for you at 7:30, and then shortly after that, we will talk to the person.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk to her.
Yeah. So we got that going on. Again, that's coming your way around 7:30 this morning. Right now, though, we want to hear from the moms and get a grade on your Mother's Day at 877-591-9696. How was your Mother's Day? From the kids, from your partner, like from every angle, if you had to grade your Mother's Day, what would that grade be? And why? It could be really good, and you can explain why. Or you could be like, you know what? This one kind of sucked.
Oh, no. You could be like my mom that had to call me and was like, are you going to call me to wish me a happy Mother's Day?
How late was it when she said that?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Yo, it was like 4 p.m.
Carl.
I know.
Carl. You know what? I'm going to bring my wife in. I figure if I'm going to kick off this bit, might as well, you know, bring it home.
There you go. Honesty.
And only because I know it's going to be an A++++. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
I love you, and I hope you had a good Mother's Day yesterday. If you had to give it a grade, what would it be?
Yeah. I would say a solid B.
A solid B? I think I did A-plus behavior. I did a lot of dishes
really
last night.
Oh, the dishes. But the dishes are... Okay. I won't get into dishes. It was a great day. I am someone who likes to spend Mother's Day with the family, so we just had, like, low-key time and rode the train for Dolly. It was, like, great. But I didn't get anything. My gift didn't come.
So your gift...
Oh! You didn't get her a gift?
B, because the gift be late.
Whose fault that be?
So I maybe probably could have ordered it sooner than I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? The gift, I think it should be here today, but it's a really nice gift. It's a really specific thing that she wanted, and it's coming.
It's on its way?
So, okay, I'll go.
That sounds like something a liar says.
I know. Could I adjust the grade after you get it? Well, no, the day is coming gone.
Yeah.
So I think 2026 is a B for Mother's Day.
I just want commitment that next year it'll be slightly different, only because it's a pattern with you that gifts arrive late, including your mom didn't get her flowers until today either.
Ooh,
okay.
okay. Not a pattern, Moog.
This was not my fault. So my mom's flowers were supposed to arrive on Friday so she could enjoy them the whole Mother's Day weekend, not just on Mother's Day. Didn't arrive Friday. Then they said they were delivered on Saturday. And she was like, I see no flowers. And then yesterday they called me and they were like, probably not till tomorrow. So I get a B for being a son and a B for being a husband on Mother's Day. I'm going to work on this, okay? I'm going to work on this. Next year, you're going to be like, oh my God, that was an A++++.
Yeah, I think you need to order your gifts before.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little planning ahead doesn't hurt anyone. But I love you and I had a great time with you and Dahlia.
Okay, yeah, we did have a fun day yesterday. We had a very fun day.
You're not about to be divorced. Everything is fine. Everything's good.
No, bees don't get divorces. Bees get degrees, right?
Bees get degrees.
Well, I love you, and I'll see you today. And hopefully your gift, too.
Bye. Yeah, too. Bye.
All right. So 877-591-9696. We'd love to hear about your Mother's Day. And Debbie from Florida had a better one, apparently, than my wife, because you're saying an A++.
Yes, it was. I had my grandson, daughter out here. Slam, the boys barbecued and made shish kebabs.
Shish kebabs?
So,
that's where I messed up. There were no shish kebabs.
Yeah, we had chicken kebabs.
Okay, so you got to spend the day with your daughter and your grandson, and that made your Mother's Day the best.
Yes.
All right. Yes. All right, I love
family,
it.
Family is inside.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's always the best, too, because not only are you an awesome mom, but then you get to see your daughter become an awesome mom, and it's just like, grandmas are, I feel like, can't have a bad Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, because, yeah, by that point, you have so many offspring, you know, in your family tree that somebody's going to do something nice.
Someone's going to give you a macaroni necklace, whether that's you want it or not.
I love it. Well, thank you for the call, Grandma Debbie, and have a great day, okay?
You too. All right.
Love you, too.
All right, 877-591-9696. Call and grade your Mother's Day.
It could be good. It could be bad.
I can't believe that my wife gave me a B.
It's better than most.
It's V96. It's Moog and Carla Mornings, and we are asking you to grade your Mother's Day at 877-591-9696. We'll see how the your family did. Could be your kids, your partner. I got a B for my wife. But it's not my fault, which is the worst excuse.
Not your fault that you ordered her present too late?
A little bit too late, but it should be here today, a day late. Gloria in Evanston, part of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia. Your grade is a...
From my partner is a C, from my kids is an A.
From your partner a C, from your kids an A. Okay.
We got to know what your partner did to get that C.
He didn't give me anything, and then he kept on, like, getting mad at me because I was, like, taking care of our daughter. When I'm like, dude, it's more than you should be paying attention to her.
This sounds like D behavior. I feel like C might be a little bit generous.
Yeah, it's just the behavior, like how he was just acting towards me the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, like be mad at me because I wasn't paying attention to our daughter. And I'm like, just give me a day. I'm with every day. 24/7. I'm with her every day.
Come on, Justin Bieber.
Aw, you know what? You do sound a little bit defeated. And I want to address that because it does kind of, it sucks. Yeah. When it's Mother's Day and you think that somebody, especially your partner, is going to absolutely knock it out of the park for you, and instead he's a little bothered. That must be sad. But what did your kids do for you? You said they got an A, and they are the children.
Well, okay, so my youngest one and my oldest one, they got me like the little fake roses.
Oh,
the flowers that never die.
All right.
Yes, I'd rather receive fake roses because I need one and the real one died.
Yeah. All right. So you got some flowers. You got some flowers in the house. I love it. Well, I'm glad that the kids get an A. Bummer that your guy let you down.
This is probably toxic of me to say, but on Father's Day yeah. Ruin it.
Yeah. Remember
ruin
that.
It.
All right, Gloria.
No, don't worry. Next month, I'm ruining it.
Yeah. No, you know what? We know Gloria's got just enough toxicity in her.
Yeah, keep us updated on that.
Please do. Gloria, have a great day, okay? I hope that today is an A day. Diana in Midway, who's also part of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia, who also is in a little bit of trouble because we haven't heard from you in a long time, but you give your Mother's Day an A+.
Yes. My 15-year-old has a little side job on the weekends, and he recently got a pretty big paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was picking him up from work yesterday, and he said he was going to walk home while I drove on my way to pick him up. And he arrived with a big bouquet of those eternal roses with his own money. No one. Yeah, my husband usually takes him out to get gifts together.
Wow.
And this time he did it all on his own, and I was so, even my husband was amazed. He's like, what?
He's showing you up. Oh, I love it. Oh, that's sweet. I'm glad you had a great Mother's Day, Diana.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And I love that he made it a point to surprise you, because I do think, you know, when you're younger, you can always count on dad to take you to the mall and also dad to pay for whatever you're getting, mom.
Yeah.
But when you finally see your kid
doing it on their own,
grown up and still caring about you.
Yep, and my husband was like, oh, so I don't have to get her a gift anymore. And he's like, No, hold on, husband. You're never
off the hook.
Yeah, you got to do that until the day you die. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Diana. And call more often. What's going on with you?
We miss you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We miss you, too.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a nice day.
All right,
bye.
You too. All right, don't forget, we're allegedly talking to Diary Girl, if all goes well, coming up just after 7:30 this morning with a brand new diary entry. Up next, we got to tell you which celebrity... Imagine having all the money in the world and not celebrating, choosing not to celebrate the mother of your children. There's somebody who has done that. Can you guess which superstar celebrity did?
When I saw this, it grinded my gears so hard. I was like, where is he at? I need to find him. I just want to talk.
We'll find out coming up next on B96. They see me roll. Quick update on the diary. Diary girl called. Our boss told us that we're going to have to pause on reading the diary for now. Just so you know, if you're a person who listens at 7:30 for the diary.
Yeah. And we are in talks with our lawyers. Yeah. And that's pretty much all we're really allowed to say at this moment.
We're going to try and keep you informed and in the loop, because you're a part of this too. We are going to have this meeting with our lawyer later. We'll discuss how or if we can move forward and all that. But that's pretty much all we can say right now.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we got other things, other business.
Yes, we do. Metro Mistake.
People who are down to have their business aired out.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moe and Carla Mornings.
So today we've got Naomi in Portage Park. Now, Naomi, I understand this, that you want to make it clear that you're not a gold digger, but you wish that your guy spent a little bit more money.
He is so cheap.
Oh, he's cheap.
But, like, not just on me. He should spend money on himself, too.
Oh, okay. So you're saying, like, it's not just he's cheap towards other people or towards the person he's dating. He just doesn't spend any money. Is he broke?
It's more like, you know, everything is just weighed out. More than just, like, the one ply of toilet paper kind of cheap. Like, a rule that no name brands are in our house.
Oh.
You can always get it cheaper if you get the Walmart version. And, like, no shade to gray value, but come on.
I get what you're saying. So he's, like, getting Kirkland brand and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, Kirkland, that's Costco. What am I even saying?
Yeah, that's one of the great brands. That's different. That's luxury.
The one thing that I would hold steady on is...
That would be a luxury. Yes.
I would hold steady on the toilet paper thing. We're not going one ply.
No, come on. Because then you end up using more of it faster. But, okay, is this something that you've told him? Like, is there a reason he's frugal? Because is he trying to save up for something? Or is he just a cheap person?
It's like saving up for the future life. But when, right? He refuses to turn on the AC in the summer because it'll run up the bill. So we're sitting there sweating.
Oh, that's not fun.
Waters down soap.
He waters down, make it
longer. Like,
to make it, pump soap?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? When I was single, did this out of...
necessity?
Because I was too stupid to go buy more soap.
You just forget.
Wasn't it a cheap factor? I think it was just that,
Yes.
Yeah. I did not inventory that stuff.
When we'll go out to eat, he'll suggest we split one entree, a drink, and water.
Okay, that's problematic. We're not splitting an entree.
And also, you can't save yourself into being rich. Like that's not how it works. You can't save so much money that one day you'll be rich. It's just like...
If you save money, you'll have more money.
But, I mean, how much
But, yeah, if it's to a point where it's a detriment...
But you've been with him a while. This didn't bother you
Yeah,
for the time that you've been.
It didn't bother me so much at first, but like last week, that was the final straw. It was my birthday. He told me, oh, we have a surprise dinner planned. Okay, I got excited. Finally going to do something nice. We get there. It's a restaurant during happy hour. Mm-hmm. He made us order before 6:30 to get half off appetizers.
Okay.
And then he pulls out a coupon, a printed coupon for my birthday dinner.
That's rough. You know
mortified.
What? That's so my mother-in-law just had her birthday and her boyfriend took her to dinner with a gift card. Like,
oh.
You're 80 years old. Like, don't whip out a gift card.
No.
A coupon, not at a birthday dinner.
The thing is, there's nothing wrong with needing a coupon or using a coupon if you're like, hey, you know what? I got a gift card for this. Like, let me bust it out. But this was a moment where he said, I've got something special for you. This is your day. And because he saved so much, and again, you've said that he can afford a different lifestyle. He chooses not to.
Yes. Like, he is so good with money and, like, just so many other pros. Goes to therapy. He's great in the bedroom. Like just...
All right.
he just says, like, for now, we need to be this way while we build the life that we want.
But when what, does what that life point? Get here?
Yeah, when does he let up on that? And
yes.
You know, because I do respect being frugal if it's beneficial. And I do respect somebody who doesn't just, you know, spend money everywhere.
Right.
But I think there's lines. Like, you want a little bit of comfort. You want that 2-ply toilet paper. You want to maybe go out to dinner and not have to agree on an entree, you know, and split it. Can this relationship be a match? I want to know, is there anybody listening who's been down this road? 877-591-9696. Or is this a mistake? Like, you know, this is just kind of who he is. Is it possible that the guy's too cheap? I don't know. To me, it seems like there are some corrections that could maybe be made.
It's also a thing about, like, matching lifestyles, because it sounds like you've been so patient with him trying to achieve the life that he wants. But at a certain point, it's like, okay, then go find yourself another girl that's also going to be okay with using 2 squares of toilet paper.
Yeah, Carla, you make a very good point. Is it a different... Are they just different people in that way? And would it be hard to find somebody who is, like, down for that? I don't know. 877-591-9696. We need to hear from the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia. Naomi in Portage Park wants to know if her relationship is a match or mistake because essentially the guy's cheap. He buys 1-ply toilet paper. They split dinners so that he doesn't have to buy 2 entrees. He brought a coupon to her special surprise birthday dinner.
And again, not out of necessity, out of choice to save.
Right. So,
we're not judging if you need a coupon.
Right, yeah. Can this be a match, or are they just too different in this way? Is it a mistake? 877-591-96.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings. Moe's Mega Minute is our trivia game. It's coming up at 8:40 for your chance to win $1,000 as we kick off the week.
Yes, if you want to win $1,000 and you've got 60 seconds to spare.
Yeah.
Maybe like 70 seconds because we talked to you a little before.
That's true. Today could be a great Monday for you. Right now, though, it's Match or Mistake with Naomi in Portage Park, who is dating this guy. And, you know, she says basically he's cheap. He's extraordinarily frugal to a point where he gets like 1-ply toilet paper.
Right.
No, thank you.
And the thing is, like, and no shade if that's like something that you're doing, if you have a goal that you're saving up for. It's just not really aligning for her because she had a birthday. And he was like, let's still be frugal on your birthday. And she's
that
like,
sucks.
He makes money. He's just saving it.
Doesn't make you feel special. So we want to know, is it a match or a mistake at 877-591-9696. Now, Jack is in Aurora. And you say, no, yo, this is a match, right?
Yeah, I say it's a match.
And what
the simple fact is,
go ahead.
I'm going through the same thing that she's going through, but it's my fiance who wants to save the money, and I want to spend the money. And she's getting on me every day about it.
That's funny.
you know how you women are. You know, as a matter of fact, happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there who are listening.
Thank you for that. But so you're the one that wants to spend money. What are some things that she doesn't let you spend money on that you want to spend it on?
Yeah.
Drinking.
Oh, so you're like, let me buy my beer and these lotto tickets. And she's like, no, that's a waste of money. We need this for our future.
You don't cheat, but you have vices.
Right. That's why she got all my credit cards.
That's funny. So she's taking some initiative here. Let me ask you, Jack, what's the most you've ever won in your lottery playing?
$5,000.
All right.
Hey, that's a pretty penny.
How much do you think you spent over the years in lottery tickets?
That's unreasonable. Yeah, all right.
All right. Well, you know, that's great insight, and I'm glad at the very least that you can admit it. Appreciate it, Jack, and thank you for calling. Have a great day, all right?
You too.
All right. So, you know.
I love that it's the person who wants to spend the money that's like, this could be a match.
Yeah.
In fact, he's probably doing her a favor.
Yeah. So, Naomi, I mean, what do you think? I mean, you really got to have, you know, simmered on this a little bit. Do you think it's a match, or do you think it's a mistake to continue on in a relationship with somebody who you say is too cheap? At the very least, you know, like, he could probably put together a little bit of a nest egg because he's not blowing all of his money, right?
Right. You feel responsible and, financially stable.
That's something. So, is it a match or a mistake, do you think, Naomi?
I think it's a match. I know he has the money, and just right now, we just have to be patient. Like, one day we'll live a better life. Like, at least he doesn't have some crippling debt from gambling.
Yeah, and you know, there are those couples where, you know, your friend will be like, you know, they just went out and bought a car and didn't even tell me they were going. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're not going to run into things like that with this guy.
Yeah, exactly. I need to bide my time. Yeah.
And we've got to give credit where credit's due. At least it seems like you guys have a very financially transparent relationship, because you do know so much about his finances. And, you know, you just got to hang in there, girl.
Yeah. But, I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, maybe you buy the toilet paper, though. Get the two-ply stuff, okay?
Some things we can't compromise on. Yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Naomi.
Thank you. Show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Million Man.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Moog's Mega Million Man. All right. Hi, Siobhan in Chatham. How you doing today?
Good.
You ready to win some money?
Yes.
All right, let's make this happen for you. It's 10 trivia questions in 1 minute. Get all 10 of them correct, and you'll win that money thanks to DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm. So we'll start with a real easy one, I feel like. What month is the shortest?
February.
Correct. Where's the Golden Gate Bridge?
Ball.
What does MVP stand for?
Most valuable player.
Correct. How many days are in 3 weeks?
22.
Incorrect. What was Houdini's occupation?
Resistance.
Correct. According to the movie, where do all dogs go?
To heaven.
Correct. What is the name of the van in Scooby-Doo?
Mystery Machine.
That's correct. What instrument is Ray Charles known for playing?
Piano.
That's correct. How many hearts does an octopus have?
What?
Dacnophobia is the fear of what?
Can you repeat that?
That's time. Carla, let's go through the ones you either passed or got wrong.
Sure.
Where's the Golden Gate Bridge?
San Francisco, yes. California.
Sorry that we had to make you do some math. How many days are in 3 weeks?
7 days a week, 3 weeks, 21.
All right. Did you say Houdini was a magician or a musician?
Magician.
Yeah, you had that right.
Cool.
And how many hearts does an octopus have?
3.
Yeah. And dacnophobia is the fear of
getting bitten.
Yeah. So, all that to say, unfortunately, you did not win Moog's Mega Minute today, but we appreciated having you on, Siobhan. And now you know how it goes. You can try back another time. We do this every weekday at 8:40, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, have a great Monday and a great week. Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
All right. So we'll do this again tomorrow, 8:40. B96, show us what you got so you can win. Moog's Mega Minute.
Thanks to DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
Let's do some little victories. Why don't you give us a call at 877-591-9696. What are you celebrating today? What are you excited about today as we kick off a brand new week?
I just feel like summer is upon us. Not yet. I know that it's still kind of like chilly outside. But
there's vibes.
I went running by the lake because I love running on just like by the lake.
Yeah.
And I passed by Buckingham Fountain, and you know how they turn it on Saturday?
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, this is like the start of summer.
No, it felt like it's Saturday. I mean, it was like 70-something. Even yesterday, it wasn't that warm, but it felt warm.
Yeah, it felt.
Now, Alexa lied to me. I said, what's the temperature outside? And she said, 54, but it feels like 71. And I was like, I don't know about that.
I don't know how accurate that is. Yeah. But it does feel like summer is upon us.
We're getting there.
People are starting to go outside. So, like, what are you happy about? What's warming your heart up?
Yeah, whatever that is, we want to celebrate it with our segment we call Little Victories. We're going to turn the radio station over to you, essentially. Coming up next, call us, 877-591-9696. B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and Little Victories. We're going to start with Khaleesi in Chicago. And your little victory is...
I was on time for school.
Great.
That is great. It says here, this is the first time you've been on time for school this year.
Yeah, this is like the first time in the whole month.
Oh, in the whole month.
Okay. Oh, so what's going on? Why are you always late?
Yeah,
girl?
How do we curb this issue?
I'm always late because I live in Schaumburg and my school is in, like, 45 minutes away from my house.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. You might want to leave a little bit earlier. Well, you know what? I'm glad you're on time. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for sharing that with us, okay?
We're getting
your stuff together a little bit quicker in the morning, okay?
Because the school year's almost over.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. We're headed towards the end.
She's got this.
Hey, Joseph in Norridge, you found out some news this weekend, and that is?
My older sister, Giovanna, is pregnant. She's been wanting to be a mom for a long time and told our family over Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, that's so cool.
We got a new baby coming in the family.
Yay! All right, Uncle Joseph, are you going to be Uncle Joe, Uncle Joseph, Uncle Joey?
We're going to go by Zio in the Italian family here. So Zio Joe is what we're going to be doing.
All right. Is this are you a first-time uncle?
Yeah, this will be the first baby in the family. So I've got an older sister, a younger sister, and I'm the middle child. So it'll be a really fun experience.
All right. Congrats to you, Unc.
And how did she announce it to the family? I feel like people always get so creative, like when they put the bun in the oven. Or, you know, like how does she let you guys know?
Yeah, she was pretty cute with it. She made some mugs, best Nonna to be or something like that, and gave my mom the mug. And so she showed us the mug and said, oh, look at this Mother's Day present your sister got us. And
that's
it took me a minute to add up that Nonna meant grandma in Italian and not aunt. So I was like, what? And it was a big surprise. It was great.
What was your mom's reaction?
Oh, she went ballistic. She definitely started crying and, you know, Freeman, and she's excited. She's wanted to be a grandma forever.
I remember when we told my mom that Stacy was going to have a baby, this was on FaceTime, too, and she just, like, lit up. It was, like, the greatest news that she had ever received in her life.
Oh, good for
you. They always say that, like, becoming a grandparent is in some ways more exciting than becoming a parent.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
Becoming an uncle,
it's really exciting. Yeah, I can't wait. Got to do a little bit of growing up to take care of this kid here for sure.
How old are you, Joseph?
Just turned 30, so going into my 30s now.
All right, we'll work on that.
I was about to say.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm 19.
That is very much an age where I think you're going to be a very fun uncle, Joseph.
You know what? And take this from somebody. I've got many years of experience being an uncle at this point. It's not that hard. Just engage with
it
them once
like
in a while.
Pretty fun guy.
Yeah. It's the fun gig.
It's a pretty fun gig.
You don't have to do the hard stuff. You just get to be there, be fun time.
Definitely. Yeah. That's what I'm going to be, the escape for sure.
There you go.
All right then, Uncle Zio, yeah?
Exactly. Zio Joe. That's what we're calling
Zio
it.
Zio Joe.
Well, thanks for sharing that little victory. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right. Y'all have a good one.
All
thanks.
Right, bye. Alexia's an Elgin. And this week you have a big anniversary, huh?
Yes, I do. 21 years.
Wow. 21 years of marriage. So your marriage could drink at the open bar of somebody else's wedding.
Legally, yes.
Hey, incredible. Okay, 21 years. What's your advice to the rest of us?
Communication. That is the biggest key, because he can't read my mind, I can't read his.
You know, I really like that you said that, because I think a lot of the times in relationships, people assume like, well, he should just know what I'm thinking. And it's like, well,
no, right. No, and he doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
No, he does not. And neither do I. So communication.
Communicate as best as you can. I love that. So 21 years. What's his name?
Warren
and Alexia, 21 years. Well, congratulations to you guys this Thursday. I hope you celebrate. Hope you get a nice drink, night out in the town, some dinner or something at the very least.
Yeah, how are you celebrating?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. He has a plan, so we'll see.
All right, yeah.
A man with a plan, a man who communicates, is a man for Alexia.
There you
I
go.
Love it.
Yes, it is.
Well, congrats to Alexia and Warren on those 21 years, and we appreciate you for letting us be a part of the celebratory week, all right?
Yes, thank you guys.
All right.
Love you.
Love you too, and have an amazing Monday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, well, we got to go. That's going to do it for us. Back tomorrow. Hopefully, we can't say much on the diary situation. If you were listening to the diary, we have somebody's diary. We've been reading an entry a day. We apparently have a meeting with our lawyers today.
And we'll try to keep you guys updated as much as we can, but there's not much more we can super say on that. But we will be back with Can Crush Carla tomorrow.
Look at that. Just as we were talking about the diary, a song magically started.
Oh, no. Guess we gotta go.
Yeah. Enjoy your Monday. Have a great day. And we'll be back tomorrow, we think. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on B96.
Lemonade. Fresh squeeze lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.